Apple boosts device overlap by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. You can't eat a computer. That is what my 2-year-old said to me this morning, right before I holed up in my home office to watch the video stream of Apple's annual developers conference. He was confused as to why I was going to be writing about Apple, lowercase a, today instead of eating one. He's right, of course, but that doesn't mean the fruit company didn't give us lots to chew on today. With iOS 14, the iPhone's new widgets will give you more information in a glance. With an AirPod Pro software update, those little ear computers will render movie theater sound that stays centered as you move your head. With watchOS 7, your wearable will sense when you're washing your hands and make sure you go a full 20 seconds. And with macOS Big Sur, laptops might finally get battery life to outlast a New York to Shanghai flight. Apple may not have packed a theater Monday to hear its fall software updates, but it packed hundreds of features into a 2-hour presentation. It mapped out an exciting, yet confusing, world where its devices overlap more than ever in both aesthetics and functionality. Here's a breakdown of the announcements. iOS 14. In a year when cash-strapped shoppers might avoid shelling out $700 or more for a new iPhone, iOS 14 stands to make many very happy. It is available to all iPhones that currently run iOS 13, going back to the iPhone 6S, and it has got the biggest overhaul to the home screen and interface, well, possibly ever. There is a new feature called App Library, which will group your apps by category so you don't have to make your own folders or flip through pages of icons. You can add widgets to your home screen so you don't have to launch an app to check the temperature or your next meeting. The software is jam-packed with other features, too. If you're like me and spend your days trying to make sense of your family's big group message chain, you'll be able to reply to specific messages in line. Then there is a new tool that promises live translation of different languages. Plus, get ready to see app clips in the world. This new breed of mini apps can be triggered by web links or QR codes or even wireless transmitters so that you don't have to hunt through the App Store for a specific app. Speaking of the App Store, I'm very happy to see Apple adding new privacy nutrition labels to app listings. Now, before you even download an app, you'll be able to find out if it will require access to your location, contact info, ad identifiers, etc. WatchOS 7. For years, lots of cheap wearables have been able to track your shut-eye. Finally, so can Apple Watch. When you wake up, you'll get a detailed breakdown of your sleep, plus a reminder to charge your watch before heading out. The other big health-related watch feature, a hand-washing timer. Using internal sensors, including the microphone, the watch will detect when you are about to scrub up and start a countdown nagging you if you stop early. iPad OS. The iPad OS didn't get as many new features as in years past, but Apple did fix some long-time problems and continue to make the iPad a computer. For instance, an incoming call will no longer take over the whole screen. You'll just see a notification along the top of the screen. If you really want to start to understand the difference between an iPad and a Mac and an iPhone, the answer seems to be in the Apple Pencil. The stylus has a feature similar to one found on Windows Surface tablets. Instead of switching between writing and typing, you'll be able to handwrite into text fields and your scribbles will be transcribed into text. macOS Big Sur. The Mac operating system is getting a full visual overhaul to make it look more like iOS and iPad OS. Think rounded app icons, a messaging app that doesn't look like it has from 2010, and a settings panel accessible from anywhere. The biggest news is that Apple will be moving its Macs from Intel processors to its own Apple Silicon. Your future Mac will be a lot more like your iPhone or iPad. The battery life should be longer, and the performance should be peppier. It is one of the most exciting things to happen to the Mac in years. It is also going to be one of the most confusing, as the lines blur between iPads and Macs. They are all computers. Don't try to eat them.